your world. This is WDW Today.
It's Wednesday.
And it actually is.
It is. It's September 26th. This is episode 1627 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I'm the Green.
It's Optional Surgery Wednesday, folks, here on WDW Today.
I love it.
Wait, by that, what? Like, because this always feels like surgery to me. So it's optional? Like, I can just leave?
We're breaking it all down, surgery. Optionally. No, that was a conversation we had beforehand. But welcome to the show. If you're watching on Facebook Live, hello and welcome. It's Wednesday. I'm sorry, my hair looks like this. Yeah, and then see, that's going to make people want to go watch the feed. Because they're like, what does his hair look like?
Mm-hmm.
Matt Lott's here. He's in one of his Dojo Pro special shirts.
What's that?
But enough to show the chest tat.
Just a little bit of that chest tat. That's why I got it.
It was
the mic is blocking it, so the people can't even see it. They think we're lying. Oh, see, there's something there.
We don't know
what it is.
That's not a tattoo. It's finely groomed chest hair.
Just crafted.
It takes hours.
Especially when you're not even showing it off.
Yeah. Well, you got to be modest. Modest is hottest. Hashtag.
Well, today we're talking.
Moving on.
Matt, you're about to go to Disney World.
I'm 4 days away, and I am excited. My wife and I looked at, because we had never stayed at the Kidani Village before, we looked at some YouTube videos that did some walkthroughs. Excited.
Kidani's great.
Yeah, everything that I've read or seen, everyone is just like, I will never do another.
You gotta hit that splash pad, too.
The pool looks awesome.
It's fun.
All right, so my one question is, and Terry might be able to answer this, you can actually do a safari at the resort where you get on one of those safari vehicles. Yeah, but it goes truck. Through. It goes through, so you get up close, a lot closer to the animals. Then from your
balcony.
There
are a lot of different options. Like,
right, you can do that when you do
a morning, early morning one.
There's a nighttime one, but the nighttime one, it said that it was 8 and up. And my kids are old.
Well, get someone to come watch the kids, and then the nighttime one comes with GECO.
GECO?
And a wine tasting at Jump.
What's GECO?
That's the high-end dining restaurant.
It's their high-end dining restaurant.
Those are huge jeans. They're like massive. And you could just, you couldn't even see your feet. Is incredible.
I still wear those.
Yeah, because
so the only restaurant I know metal there band. Is Sanaa.
Yes, got to get new pair.
Because we've talked about it.
Oh, sorry.
Sanaa? It's not it's not a signature. It's more casual. I've been to both. I like both. Sanaa with your kids is going to be probably a better choice.
Yeah, because
the food is probably not as good.
It's open. But it's open.
Yeah, and you can walk out and see the animals. It's pretty.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why you're going to have fun.
Come on in.
You go to Animal Kingdom.
No, don't leave.
So
Logan, there's only 5 microphones.
We'll go like this.
No.
Why? Don't leave.
What? I have nothing to offer.
And I will also leave. So my parents are there right now.
Let me grab you a chair.
And you're going to have a blast, Grease, because they went in Animal Kingdom and they got on a safari by themselves. And I'm talking about like the park safari. They were the only people on the ride. They were in that truck. They sent me a picture.
Terry and I looked at the... The crowd meters.
Yeah.
Looking
and
good.
And the day that I'm going to be at Magic Kingdom, it's like a 1.
It's going to be magic.
And there's special magic hours that day.
Extra magic hours.
Hours.
The day that he's there, there's special magic hours.
Yeah. Well, it is special because every other day that week is the not-so-scary Halloween.
Sounds like there's construction going on in here. I'm sorry.
But the day that I'm there, it's not happening. And so they're just keeping it open until 11 p.m.
Oh, nice.
And that day, my kids don't know, but their godparents are showing up that day and doing the parks with us for the next 2 days.
Fairy godparents.
Yep. And then they're going to watch the kids, and Lauren and I are going to get a 2-hour date night during extra special magic hours.
Yeah, right.
Wait, and you're going to stay at the Magic Kingdom?
Maybe they are going to be extra special magic hours.
Calm down, Terry.
At the Magic Kingdom?
At the Magic Kingdom.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Now, speaking of which, you just bring up the fact that like you looked at the touring plans, crowd calendars, and all that. Walt Disney World has announced just this week a new online destination for vacation planning and date-based tickets. So this is something that got unveiled and it's coming into play in just a couple weeks, I think mid-October. And they said they're constantly looking for new ways to improve your experience. And this is pretty interesting. They actually are implementing a lot of the sort of things that some of those touring companies or travel planning companies already offer, but self-contained and with a Disney spin on it, of course. So the new system will have new online planning vacation destination with Walt Disney or just DisneyWorld.com will feature now park offering overviews, travel tips from the Disney Moms panel, and customized suggestions based on each guest's personal preferences, helping guests make more informed decisions. Date-based ticket and pricing. Guests may purchase tickets using an interactive online calendar, which displays different prices based on the dates they choose. So you can even say, yeah, it says, for example, prices may be lower during off-peak season. We know all that. But they said there isn't going to be like a button like, show me cheapest tickets. So you'll be able to do that a little bit more transparently, I'm guessing. Explore ticket types and add-ons, whether purchasing online, over the phone, or in person. Find the tickets right for you. You can now purchase that through there. Discover value options. This is what I was saying. Using the interactive online calendar, quickly see the lowest price dates within a month. And reminder, the price per day decreases the more you add tickets. Of course, we know that. And continue planning with My Disney Experience. So you'll still be able to do some of that stuff through the app, but they're kind of unveiling a new way to book it. There's a whole video that's on the Walt Disney World blog. I'm sure a lot of you have seen. If not, it doesn't look that too different, but enough to where it does seem like they've taken some cues to what some other companies are doing that maybe do Walt Disney World vacation planning independently and are implying some of those same features, which is interesting. And we've seen Disney do that kind of thing before. So just a new little option. And of course, price. That means that ticket price increases are coming. So,
and this is the first time they've actually done where a multi-day ticket is affected by a calendar.
Yes.
And so they've done,
that's where you got to like read through the lines of what some of this is.
Right. Yeah, and Bob Iger kind of alluded to this. I think someone asked him at the last stockholder meeting about, will you ever do tiered pricing on a multi-day ticket? Everybody was like, oh, no. And Bob was like, heck yeah, we are. We want your money.
Boom.
Yeah. And so,
I'm surprised. And this is how I watch. I'm a stockholder. And I watch those things. I get invited to them. I haven't gone to one in person. One, I'm surprised the amount of the weird questions then getting come up from Disney fans.
Yes.
And they're talking to the CEO of the company. I'm surprised Bob Iger himself. And I know this maybe just as I look at it from Disney. He's not the head of parks. You think of him as one of those people, but really he's the head of the whole company. I feel like he's not the guy making that decision. But I guess maybe it seems to be the way some things roll out, and the way he speaks is he is that guy, or at least pretends to be, because it's odd. Like, you wouldn't think the CEO is like, yeah, I'm deciding whether we're going to have, extra magic hours that night. That just doesn't, when you're talking about a multi-billion dollar corporation and he's the top of beyond just parks, but the way he talks, because he does these stockholder meetings with all of these people, some ask very interesting questions, some ask very inappropriate questions for, not inappropriate, just kind of like, bring back the people mover, it's like, like that's not getting you anywhere with the CEO, I don't feel. I don't know, it's interesting to me. Right, Terry?
You think maybe he's just saying, like, he's kind of the talking head for, he's just like, well, it falls on me.
Well, I go back to like, even with the Star Wars announcement where he like was reading it and he was like, this is where Han Solo, how he got his name. And everyone's like, what now? And then he was like, oh, that's not what I meant. No, it is. It's exactly what you meant.
That was the line that got the movie approved, right? Didn't somebody read that script and it was like, it's when they gave him his name and they're like, green light this movie.
Makes sense. We got to retcon everything. Someone said it's now how, I saw honest trailers for Solo that was pretty much how Han Solo got just the movie is how he got all his accessories. It's like his gun, like the Millennium Falcon, like his signature look.
Like his Chewbacca.
Yeah, exactly. They went through everything. And they're like explaining every piece of clothing that he has.
Like his broken heart.
Like his famous catchphrase, because he does like the, I know.
I know. He says it like that.
He does?
No.
Because the person says, like, here, Lando says, I hate you. And he goes,
The timing of this is the most interesting to me because, and you say that, like, you mentioned the Bob Iger thing, and what's interesting to me about this more than anything is the timing of these things always seems ill-timed to me because just like 2 days ago, they announced a rash of, like, cutbacks at Walt Disney World. They're closing things. They're taking live actors. They're removing some day one Street and Sphere characters from Hollywood Studios. They're taking the live actors out of Rivers of Light. Mm-hmm. You know, it just it seems weird to announce, hey, this is going to cost you more money, and we're taking this stuff away.
Well, are they announcing those things, or do people just know? Like, I don't think they're announcing, hey, by the way, we're... I think it's just people get fired. I mean, then it's just kind of the news breaks. I feel like that's what happens. For this, I mean, price increases are going to happen.
Sure.
To me, at least we're getting a new feature here. I don't know if it's doesn't appeal to me necessarily as the customer base, because I'm not the on-property customer. I feel like that's who mainly this is for. But it's still pretty cool. I mean, I think that at least they're trying to... They're almost making it, and you've seen this actually, when you're booking reservations now, it'll tell you, like the, I forget which one, but it has a star ratings, like reviews, user reviews on the Disney portal. So if you're like on Morimoto, sometimes it'll be like, on OpenTable, this has 5 or 4.5 stars or whatever. So they are getting more user data displayed, having the moms panel as part of that discussion. I think that's interesting. And does try to make it the planning process a little bit more personal. So it's kind of cool. One thing I also saw while digging for this and was the how well do you know Big Thunder Mountain Railroad quiz. Y'all want to do that quiz?
Yes.
All right, let's do this quiz.
Really?
Let's go.
This is a thing?
This is the number one post right now on Disney's website.
Okay.
How tall is it? We feel like we did this last time. You nailed it. Remember exactly. Yeah. But I don't think it was Big Thunder. How tall is the highest point of Big Thunder Mountain Railroad? Nearly 150 feet. Nearly 175 feet, nearly 200 feet.
I'm going to... Oh, wait. That you actually go on
highest,
a coaster?
It just says highest point. It doesn't give me any sort of...
frame
the
of
the highest point you go or the... It could be the...
like the
coaster
mountain
is.
The mountain.
Is a bit lower than the mountain itself.
I'm going to say it's the 125, right? Or 100,
it was 150. Was it? I say, 150, you say that, I'll say 175.
200. Will?
We'll say 200.
I blacked out earlier.
150, 175, or 200 feet?
200.
200? All right, Bart?
I'm going to take the middle row and say 175.
Woo. Same.
Okay, I'll go with 200. So I'm going to say 200. It'll tell us what's right.
Oh.
And I was right. 200.
200.
Fake news.
I was right first.
Yeah,
that has to be. That pretty much means
it's because you blacked out.
That has to be
the mountain.
The mountain.
Nearly 200 feet. Where in Magic Kingdom Park is Big Thunder Mountain Railroad located? Now, if you are going to the Disney Parks blog on a regular basis, this is a softball. Mm-hmm. Maybe the most softball you could get. Mm-hmm. This is a Celebrity Jeopardy type question here. All right. So, Adventureland, Fantasyland, Frontierland. I'm just going to skip this one. Moving on.
Frontierland.
Frontierland. Nailed it. Yes, correct. How tall must guests be? This is riveting radio. How tall must guests be to experience Big Thunder Mountain Railroad?
32 inches.
That's not even an option.
34 inches.
40 inches, 40. 42 or 45 inches.
40. 45.
40. 40. 40 is correct.
Like a good 40.
Either that or it's just saying that's what I'm selecting, and it's going to tell me at the end. This is the last one, so we'll find out.
Oh, no wonder Logan's been correct.
If you select the wrong
time.
One, it gets it, you.
Okay. We're just 3 for 3 right now.
Guys, these quizzes are...
What is the name of the ghost town you venture through? Now, this one, Barrel Cactus, Tumbleweed, or Prickly Pear?
Ooh.
I don't think I know this.
Tumbleweed. I'm going to say it's Prickly Pear.
Prickly Pear is more likely, probably.
I lead towards Prickly Pear.
I mean, Prickly Pear is like a drink.
That's
you
what
can
it
get
sounds
chewy.
Like a, it sounds like it's something
it's
that
a
we,
cactus. Well, yeah, I know what it is.
Well, do you?
If you pick a prickly pear with
it's
the paw,
it's like a drinking chewies.
You should be prepared.
It does
try
sound
to
like
use
a drinking chewies.
But you don't need to use the claw.
It was tumbleweed.
Tumbleweed.
Hello. Well, I missed the question
because I
blacked out. What was the question?
The question. Well, it's too late.
What was the name of the ghost town?
And that was it, huh?
Walk through.
Was that it?
Yep. Four
getting
questions.
Onto the ride.
Tumbleweed.
It's like Passover.
I don't know.
That was it.
That was it.
Okay, how do we do? 80%?
3 for 4.
Three, okay, so 4 questions. So
nailed it.
You can still pass if you miss one. If you miss two, you fail.
It's over, yeah.
It's over.
When it's over.
Okay, so
that,
I want,
family is
I want
Sugar
to
right
talk
now.
A little
no,
bit.
No, hey, Logan addressed me, so hang on.
Oh.
Wait, at Epcot?
Yeah, so my parents are, yeah, they are in Disney World
right now. They're eating to the beat right now.
They were last night. They're not now, Terry. And they got to see Sugar Ray perform And they were sending me videos. Number one, the irony of my parents really enjoying Sugar Ray is not lost on me or my shirt. And it was great. Their videos, like, they sounded awesome. Yeah. They were covering Chumbawamba. So I sent
the
videos.
If you're at Epcot today, because today's their last day, go see Sugar Ray.
Oh, go see it.
Stop like, what you're now, doing.
You went to see Sugar Ray like last summer, two years ago.
2 summers ago, I saw Sugar Ray at a festival. They're excellent. I would absolutely, I wish I was at Epcot right now to go to eat to the beat and then go catch a little
they
Mark McGrath action.
Great.
I'm not ashamed.
They sounded great. I was super impressed.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what I liked about the videos you showed me is that they don't only do their hits.
No, they...
Like you said, they do the hits of the era.
Yeah.
It was Chumbawamba.
You don't like
they did a little Sublime. You know, yeah. They were just killing
I like
it.
They did Sublime Into Fly, which made me be like, is this an admission of like, yeah, it's the same.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but it's just it's the PG version of it.
But we're going to own it. That's what they're doing. They're just owning it, killing it.
Mm-hmm. Love
Sorry
it.
I interrupted you, buddy. Go ahead.
You didn't interrupt me.
Good. You're right.
David Cook is there tomorrow, and who cares? No offense, David Cook.
Hey, he's having the time of his life.
He what?
Isn't that his
That's some Dirty Dancing.
Isn't that the big his song, David Cook's
David
single?
Cook is like maybe our age. I mean, I don't think he wrote Time of His Life.
I hate it.
He's probably between 30 and 45.
No, because Reggie Hamm wrote his first song. What the Time of My Life is the name of the song.
The Wretched Hamm.
Reggie Hamm, he's a songwriter that lives here.
The Bourbon Well that you released?
Aged him.
Oh, I thought it was right.
Aged him. Wait.
The Time of My Life.
Somebody said Time of My Life, and you didn't go to the Dirty Dancing class.
No, I went to the David Cook song.
Yes.
Reggie Hamm.
It's the second most popular Time of My Life.
Who's David Cook?
No one was an American
Idol. What's American Idol?
Exactly.
I watched that finale of American Idol on the music boat.
Well, that's appropriate.
I know. It was on in our really, really horrible rooms.
When it's
go on the music boat, everyone. David Cook, no. Jeffrey Osborne, don't know. Jim Belushi.
Jim Belushi and the Sacred Hearts. Get the name. Use the full name, Logan.
So Sacred Hearts are bringing in the crowd.
It's basically like going to see the Blues Brothers, but without the suits and without one of the brothers.
And without one of the only brothers, really. without the original brother.
In fairness,
it's the brother of a brother.
Jim Belushi is the world's most talented living.
You're not on a microphone.
Jim Belushi is the world's most talented living Belushi. I like to point out every time.
It's probably true. I don't know the Belushi family. There could be another one. He just may not have gotten
his last name Belushi is fantastic. I wish my last name was Belushi.
I wish your last name was Belushi.
Like Grease
as well.
Belushi. Yeah, that would be fantastic.
I'd be fine with that.
Grease Belushi.
Pro tip, if you go to the main disneyworld.disney.go.com right now.
What?
It does do the date.
Pro
that.
Tip, say that slower.
Pro tip, if you type in D-I-S-N-E. No, so just the Disney homepage. You'll notice at the bottom, there's this the new Disney Parks Play app, which I'm excited to experience because the experience is like when you're actually there. When you click on it, this is on the main page. When you click on that page, that little icon, it says we're working on it. Like, how on God's green earth is like something leaked on the main page? Yep.
Not ready.
Well, not doing it.
It's kind of like the go.com thing. I mean, that is at the time when they launched that, they're like, we bought go.com. We're putting everything under this go.com. ESPN, everything's good. Now it just feels weird when you go to DisneyWorld.com and it redirects you and you're like, am I on a spam site?
Right.
Like,
are they going to steal my
my gold?
But anyway, so that new app right now, I have it downloaded. I'm trying to get it pulled up, but that's also saying it's mixing up the magic with a blue wheel going for the past 2 minutes. So I don't know what's happening over there, but some server is obviously down. But anyway,
I'm here watching a Peter
so
Pan
basically
pumpkin.
It's an app that you can choose which park you want to be a part of, and it's got the location services. But the main draw is for when your kids are in line. There's different games and opportunities and fun little stuff.
And if you use the app, it activates. There's parts of it that don't work until you've actually used it in the line of that app.
Because it utilizes Bluetooth.
Yep.
And so,
or GPS.
You enable, but there's Bluetooth as well.
Hey, I got a question.
It will know when you are within a. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. When you log into the app, you have to click on to enable Bluetooth. That is for close proximity stuff. So they have two different layers of it.
I have two thoughts on this, and they're probably unpopular opinions. What? You guys want to hear them?
They're tracking you.
Yes, that's Will's new show that he's going to be doing. It's just the unpopular opinion show.
No, that's just this show. That's the one we do.
Okay.
One, UPDW. Yes. People not afraid that they're just stealing all your data?
What
Bluetooth?
Do you mean?
Go.com.
All that stuff? Yeah.
You
I don't
got
know
the
about,
recharge things.
That. Then.
Recharge things.
What are you talking about?
We just talked about it the other day. They got those things.
That's your
rods.
Battery life.
Fuel rod.
I'm not talking. You don't use data to use Bluetooth.
They are accessing your phone.
You guys pray for
they're
our friend.
They're connected to it.
They're accessing everything
man,
already.
They got the battery life.
You're carrying around an RFID chip with your ticket and your ledger, man. They know where you are.
So, second unpopular opinion. You know what? Make your kids wait in line. Make them wait in line.
Mm.
We all had to do it.
Yeah.
We got a few people saying that it hasn't worked well. The servers have been messed up for weeks.
That does not follow the everybody gets a trophy model.
And I hate
Will.
It. And you know what? Make them learn to wait for something, not entertain them while they have to wait.
Delayed
I know
gratification.
It's a popular opinion.
Hold on, wait.
But just wait in line.
There's achievements.
Wait a good 3 hours.
There's achievements, Will.
I'm not done yelling.
Your kids can achieve.
Yeah, everybody gets a trophy. What's your achievement? You wait in line 3 hours and you got to ride a ride. That's an achievement. That's hard work, folks. That's the American dream.
Bless up.
Getting in line for 3 hours to ride an Avatar ride.
Amen.
I don't even know who the last airbender was.
It was M. Night Shyamalan.
Now, speaking of the Avatar ride, is Bart, got to ride it, but also you tried to attempt to do something in line using their Wi-Fi, and it didn't work.
Yeah, well, so I was there 2 weeks ago, the Friday, I guess. And I got there bright and early. 2 weeks old coming Friday, you're right. And I'd always said that when I ride Flight of Passage for the first time, if it's a long wait, I'm just going to wait because I couldn't get any fast passes. And I'm going to try to watch the movie because there was a whole article a year or so ago about the waits were so long you could literally watch Avatar, which is what, a 2.5,
it's a long movie.
2 hour and 45 minute movie,
long.
Something like that, which I love. I've got it on my phone. Or on my Prime, Amazon Prime account, where you can also watch Dojo Pro. And I got in line, and Logan and I were texting, like, I'm trying to watch the movie. And the Wi-Fi was not working in the park, even outside. And then it didn't work for probably, I only ended up waiting about an hour.
That's good.
But, which was really nothing. But once I got inside the inside part of the queue, the Wi-Fi was fine.
Right.
But outside, it was dead.
Do you want to tell your experience as that whole Avatar situation, or is it too like close of a burn right now with dealing with the cast members? You had the issue at Animal Kingdom.
Trying to get in? Or
yeah,
not
your personal.
Talk about the personal one. Okay. Do the personal issue.
No,
do both.
Yeah,
getting in. So I had an issue, but and.
No, it's
here's the thing.
It could be a tip.
Yeah. It could. Here's the deal.
Florida's tried to leave earlier. It's hot.
As Greaves would say, here's the deal. So, someone actually very kindly gifted me a ticket. I didn't even have. They just sent me an email that said someone has gifted you a ticket to Walt Disney World.
I don't get those emails.
So I rarely do, but on occasion there's good people out there. And I have a Figment Magic Band that I bought actually last year when Logan and I went down to go to Horror Nights. And I checked. I went to My Disney Experience, and it showed that my Figment Magic Band is still active. So I entered in the ticket number, and everything was fine. I made some fast passes and whatnot, and so I assumed, hey, you're good to go. And then I got there bright and early on Friday morning, got up, drove to Animal Kingdom, parked. I was at the gates by 7:45, and the park doesn't open until 9. They finally start letting people in because they'll let you go in so far before the park opens if you get there early enough. They'll let you go in far enough to spend money because they'll have the gift shops open and the coffee shop open, the Starbucks open, but that's it. Then they stop you at the tree. So they start letting people in, and I get up to the thing, put my magic band up, swirls blue, put my finger in, and it doesn't turn green. It flashes whatever it does. I'm like, try again. Did it again. Didn't work. So they call this lady over. A cast member
in the little vest and the little guest services.
She looks like a cruise director. She got the white shirt with the epaulettes and a tablet, and she just scans my magic band real quick and goes, "Sir, you don't have a ticket." I'm like, "Excuse me?" And it's like, "You don't have a ticket." She said, "Let me scan it again." She scanned my thing. "Sir, you don't have a ticket. You have to leave." I was like, look. And I showed her my app and I said, look, it says single day. I've got fast. She goes, well, did you check into your resort yet? And I said, well, I'm not staying on property this time. She's like, well, you don't have a ticket and I can't help you. And I'm like, but ma'am. And I start to just try to talk to her. She's like, sir, I'm going to have to ask you to step out of this line and go to guest services. I cannot help you. And just like turned away from
Whoa.
Me. And I was like, well, goodness. So someone's a little short on the pixie dust. So and I was like,
sounds like a Subway employee.
Yeah.
I tell you way. What, man, I want my sub how I want it. Don't tell me about it.
Double me. Yeah. So, and I was, at the moment, I was like, I got her name, where she's from, Rhode Island. I won't say her name.
Yankees.
I shouldn't say the other thing because that person could be listening to. But anyway, so I walked over to guest service, like, ready, like, this woman, so-and-so from Rhode Island, you know. Yeah. So, and, but the line for guest services was insane. And I'm just... Then I'm just watching people. And you know what's happening? They're all going through the gate and they're heading straight to the left, which is what I was going to do. Because I was like the fifth or sixth person that would have gotten through the gate. And I was going to go straight to wait to queue up to go to Pandora because, again, didn't have fast pass. So I wait for guest services. I got three windows open. Finally, by the time I got to a window, it just... The girl that actually helped me there, Tony from Syracuse, shout out. Was very helpful and very friendly and very nice.
Tony with an I.
Tony with an I.
Yeah.
The people on either side of me were just insane, losing their stuff, yelling at the person behind the window, and this is absurd. You're ruining my vacation and all that. And I was like, you know what? I was like, I'm just gonna be nice. I'm not gonna complain about this woman. The girl figured out my problems, and we're kind of talking and chatting. And I'm like, well, let me just try to be nice. I'm like, you know, really, I'm just here to ride Flight of Passage. You know, I'm like, I just haven't ridden it yet. And I can't wait. And boy. It's probably going to be a long line, huh? Like, I'm hoping if I'm nice, you know, catch more flies with honey or what have you. Meanwhile, the lady next to me is screaming at the guy. And she's like, we came here to ride one ride. And look at this line. How long is it going to be? We're never going to get out now. You ruined our whole day. And he's like, ma'am, I'll give you fast passes for Flight of Passage. Just no problem. I'll take care of that. And I'm like looking at the girl that I'm working with like, I'm being nice. I'm not yelling. We're laughing. We're having a good time and nothing. But she got the ticket linked right. So what had happened, and this may be an issue for people, is that I have an old Disney account that I don't use anymore and I actually thought it had been discontinued or deactivated. And then I have a more recent one that in the last few years, which is what my Disney experience is attached to. But somehow this ticket got attached to my old account.
Yes.
So it was just a hole. And she figured out how to merge the two accounts and what have you. I had to sit on hold with IT for a while, but... So, you know, maybe check with the guest service, make sure if somebody
you didn't get gifts a fast you pass.
No,
you should have full on asked.
I'm not that guy. And you know what? I was actually, there's a part of me that's such an idiot that I was actually kind of hoping, looking forward to watching the movie in line just to say I did it, which I know is a dumb achievement of nothing. But
I do actually have a pro tip for all of you right now. If you go to Disney a lot, which if you're listening to the show, there's a good chance you do. And you're planning your next trip. Get your My Disney Experience out on the website, not on your phone, and go delete and remove every Magic Band that you are not using.
Yeah.
The number one excuse they will give you.
So much nonsense on my account
that I
can't get rid of. There are people I don't even talk to anymore that I can't de-link.
Yeah. And so we definitely had that issue.
Now. Y'all are scaring the crap out of me.
We definitely had that issue.
I have two.
I hope you never.
Everybody has two.
Yes.
No.
Well, did they chip you one?
Yeah, but that's
down? Yes.
That's not like earth shattering.
Mine,
like
I have probably six.
So whoa. So that's not.
You probably have, and because we stay on property, we do a lot of split stays. I mean, I could put garland around my Christmas tree with our extra magic.
That's a good idea. It's not a good idea, but someone should.
People have done it.
Should I take both bands?
No, just use the one they
do
currently
have. Do you physically have two?
Yeah.
From a previous trip?
Yeah.
One should be deactivated. Whatever the most recent one is, should
they never are deactivated until you remove them from your system.
Right here.
Like I had Generation 1 Magic Bands, the old ones. And if you look on your My Disney Experience app, they're still there.
Are these the
Mine
are these
still
the
there,
old ones?
But they
the
say
ones,
inactive.
Are these the old ones? The ones that don't have the circle?
The ones without the circle are old.
Those are old.
Are you telling me that I have a first-gen Magic Band?
You do have a first-gen.
That is active?
That's a collector's item.
Holy cow! All right, here's the deal.
eBay that's
holy moly. Moly.
These are for sale to anyone out there. $1,000 a piece.
I feel like one of our listeners would want to have
the Greases Magic Band?
Gen 1 Magic Band.
I don't know.
Winnie
I
feel like probably has agrees. All your data from your Bluetooth on it. You don't want that. They'll take your battery life.
Well said.
Grease, when are you going?
This Sunday.
Okay. Because there's something I need somebody to try. Somebody sent me a picture today.
Wait a second. Need me to do something for
you? I need
you
to try
there?
Something.
Uh-oh.
So somebody sent me a picture of they were at Food and Wine. Now, you're going to go to Epcot, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
you
sure.
Got some sense.
We're going there day one.
Go to the UK. Go to the Ireland booth. They've got Don't you shake your head at me, boy.
Shake it.
They have a Guinness and Bailey's milkshake, and somebody sent me a picture of it, and it looked amazing.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds good. I mean, it's essentially an Irish car bomb with ice cream.
But it's not. It's Disney, so it's better.
Oh. Yeah.
Just you got to try it. You got to report back.
I want the lobster roll.
Well, that's... Okay, but
underrated.
Watch. Let me tell you.
Or awful.
You didn't have it.
It's first I've had it before.
Wait.
You've had it before.
Hold up. Says Terry, the guy that goes to Food and Wine, and we tell him what to eat, and he eats
nothing. Did you say underrated and then awful?
I mean, it's overrated. It's overrated. It's overpriced.
That was confusing.
I'm confused.
I mean, you're probably going to pay $15 for it, but you're going to do the same thing over here with Cousins.
I think it's 12, but here's the thing. I think they're good, but you got to watch the guy putting it to get what he hands you. Because so last year, me and my friend.
I have two kids with me. I can't watch
you're
more
gonna
than
have
that.
To, someone's going to have to ride point with you on this one. Because my friend Jim and I went up and both ordered the lobster roll. And he got one with chunks of lobsters as big as a baby's fist. And I got one that looked like chopped up like seafood salad from the grocery store.
Could you come up with a better description?
Okay, a baby's foot.
And why are we using anatomical things?
It's a family show.
Like a baseball.
But I will say, I will disagree with
anything.
Yeah. Like a size of a ping pong ball.
It's the best.
That's
meat.
A good thing.
Small pie.
I like that. I like chunks of lobster the size of a ping pong ball.
Baby's foot is the other white meat.
Pinky right there. Who wants that?
I just thought, I will say that I thought they were delicious despite the discrepancies in the consistency. But so I'd say give it a shot. I think it's like $12.
That does sound like a lot.
$12? No, that's fine.
No? Or a tiny
$12?
It's a tiny.
I know, it's like, little, tiny it's like this guy, right?
Yeah, like the size of a baby's.
What?
A ham fist?
Why? I like a ham and fist.
The Guinness and Bailey's milkshake does sound good. I also want to get Tipsy Ducks in Love.
But that's year round.
That's
he's
year
only
round.
Going right now.
But I've never
should,
had it.
You should go.
I've never had it. I gotta have it.
And you have to send Will a picture. I do almost every time I have one just because.
Yeah, so I have a lot of pictures of the same picture.
I wanna see.
I don't ever take a new picture. I just send
the same one that people send.
There's
my
good
shirt
photo
off. Okay, just to mix it up.
Tipsy Ducks of Love tweeted to us about at least once a week at WDW Today Podcast. And I feel like we should add up how much money you've like earned for the corporation. At least could pay for a couple tickets.
Yeah. Just me. I mean, it's that and the Jim Beam Corporation owe me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, speaking.
That's what they use, is Jim Beam.
I thought it was Makers.
Speaking.
No, it's Jim Beam in the Tixie Ducks.
The T has a weird
aftertaste. I like it.
All right. Our very dedicated listener, Anne Marie, says that the lobster roll is amazing. Right. Phenomenal is actually
she
a direct
has a review
quote. She has a review on it.
The cheese soup is smaller this year.
As the current...
That's what
holder of the Twitter universe for the show.
Terrifying.
Is Amber's last
say,
name Scott?
No.
Yeah. Oh, no wonder she's so smart. But all
right. The most outrage I've ever seen on Twitter, any post or interaction I've had, was the Rafiki's Planet Watch is closing. That's the most comments. Most interaction, there's probably like 50 replies.
Are you trying to trigger me again? I already had one rant.
Yes.
One rant a show is all I'm giving you people this time.
I like
time.
Three.
Let's
like
see if we can get
rant.
Another one.
No, you got one. You brought it up.
Wait, which one was Rafiki's Planet Watch?
Exactly. Exactly.
It's a legitimate question.
Why are people upset about something that was for children and no one went to? That's why they're closing it. You get trapped on an island until you get to be taken out on another train. No one liked it. Really? No one went. They're closing it down. So you didn't get to go say goodbye to a what? A child's attraction? My gosh. They gave me less notice about Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Will and I literally just had this conversation in the car on the way back from lunch.
That's the best.
Grant Will is my favorite Will.
The only thing good about it was the train ride, and even that was just one way, was fun. But then you had to wait to get off the island. And you got to walk a mile to get to the thing, and there's really nothing there besides goats you can pet and Doc McStuffins.
And then you got
to wait for
Grinsley's
a train
house.
To get back.
You can do that at my house.
You can do that at your house, exactly. So I'm with Will on this one.
I will say the only time I ever rode the train was when it was pouring raining. And you just needed a place to not get wet, so you just stayed on the train.
But the question is, what do you think they're going to do back there?
Yeah,
because that's where I had a couple years ago on my own podcast. I did an April Fool's.
It's going to be prequels land.
Well, I said they were going to turn it when the Zootopia Star Wars when Zootopia land. Came out. I said they should turn it into Zootopia, and that would be the train, like the monorail.
Awesome,
you out there? And I did a whole thing, like I was reading a press release, and I actually
what about Inside Out?
A few people. But what would that do with the Animal Kingdom, though?
True.
It's got to be animal.
Didn't matter.
My other theory, but my less likely theory because of the contract with Universal, is they could turn it into Wakanda and make it a Black Panther attraction. But I don't think they could do that.
Well, isn't there some? Do they already have a Black Panther character in Universal?
Nope.
Because I think they can do it. Because like they've picked up with Guardians and Doctor Strange, and I think it's anything that Marvel Studios has started to release that they didn't have a property.
Let me tell you about Doctor Strange.
He's not about it because no one has actually seen the contract.
Yeah, yeah. Bob Iger knows.
Wakanda sounds interesting.
But that does lend itself to, because of the Guardian situation and Doctor Strange and all that. That's true. If it's character not being in the parks already.
Yeah.
Because it's like, that's why Iron Man.
That's my assumption because in Hollywood Studios, when they were doing the film show, it was showing the Marvel movies post Guardians
and not the Avengers.
Do what?
Jeff Davis said Indiana Jones.
That would be cool.
That would be.
There has been talks of switching, but they were talking about doing that at Dinosaur Land and just switching the dinosaur ride to Indiana Jones.
Oh, hold on.
You like Dinosaur Land?
Say that again.
I said I'll cut somebody.
You like Dinosaur Land?
I'm one of the few people that defends Dino Land.
I like Dino Land, too.
I'll tell you what.
I love dinosaurs.
I'll probably get a lot of hate for this, but I said this on my own show.
Hey, just so you know, I've covered everyone with the hate blanket. So, the hate's incoming. You're good. You can say whatever you want. Spaceship Earth, for all I care.
We just added hate blankets to our store. You can buy them.
Pick up one of Will's hate blankets.
And try to come up with a better name, like a hate Lincoln.
Hatebrella.
Hatekin.
I just feel that you cannot, no one can tell me they hate Dino Land, but they love Toy Story Land. Because they are both just overblown carnivals to me.
I just went to Toy Story Land.
Toy Story Land?
A little bit bigger.
I understand you defending Dino Land or whatever, but I don't think your defense for one should be like, I'm going to bash another.
The other one is carnival themed, but it's a little better.
He didn't bash it. He equated them. So if you love one, you have to love the other because they're the same thing.
Right. Neither have shade.
Favorite nation. Yeah, both are very warm.
Dino Land gets a lot of shade.
Man, do y'all like that people mover?
What?
Speaking of trying to get out of the rain, man, just get on that people mover.
I like Figment 2.0 the best.
Oh gosh.
I don't know about it personally, but apparently, talk about people getting triggered.
What? There's a 2.0 Figment?
Well, like this it was version of this Figment is not the version that we like was until like the late 90s.
Yeah. That Figment
is the hated Figment.
Oh. The late 90s?
The current Figment is the one that people want to, punt.
Right. Exactly right. Because Figment, I mean.
Drop kick a Figment.
Amanda, the first time we went through it, since the refurb of it, she's never really, let
Forgiven
it down.
Disney.
She's, no, she was about to punch the wall. It was, I don't hate it as much as everybody else. And I think because I don't really have that many, I have fond memories of the character. I had stuffed versions of the character, but the ride doesn't necessarily have that connection. It's not a great ride.
I went in 1990, and I was able to pick whatever hat I wanted of a character. And I picked Figment.
Goofy hat, I think best hat. Goofy hat, because
with the ears flying out. But the horn, they had the horns with Figment.
Yeah, because Goofy, and that's what the genie wears.
Oh, that's correct. At the end of the movie. Yeah, so the Imagination Pavilion is just a shadow.
Oh, no.
What?
Beep. I thought you were going to say a something show.
A shadow of what it used to be. Y'all don't remember this.
Oh, gosh.
Bart's competing with me today.
This is becoming a thing.
These kids, they don't know the Rainbow Corridor the film thing with the green screen. I mean, back in my day, that was I have
whatever happened memories. To Captain EO.
Well,
Body Wars.
A lot of that stuff, you know, it feels like they put in the Crayola experience. If you ever been to the Crayola world, it's got a lot of that like imagination pavilion, old school type stuff. Like they have one thing that you stand in front of a big screen and it rains rainbow paint on you and you can brush it away.
You mean the actual Crayola thing at the mall?
At the mall.
Not the, because Epcot did that color thing that Ty Burrell narrates. It's in Interventions.
No, I'm talking about the Crayola experience that's at the Florida Mall, home of Joey Fat Ones, which is closed down now.
What?
Oh, no. I broke your heart.
It's called Joey Fat Ones?
It's Joey Fatone's Fat Ones Hot Dogs.
Like, and it's closed?
Tones,
oh.
Fat Ones.
It closed, yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe it's a cart now. It's not.
He's split up his last
He's
name.
Also the voice of Family Feud.
It was just not Family just Feud, price like right. A kiosk, right? Because... Now you're going to make me sad, because when I was heading to the airport, I saw the Florida Mall, and something in my head said, I should get off and try Joey Fatone's hot dog before I leave. And I was like, well, I don't have time. I'll do it next time.
Well, you're looking that up. I will say my favorite Rafiki's response was the fact that...
they haven't tweeted since May.
They were excited about the possibility of Curry Goat coming to Tiffin's now with the closing of the petting zoo. Oh, wow.
It's disgusting.
Have you had Curry Goat? See, it's fantastic.
Permanently closed, Fat Ones, Italian Ice.
What?
I think it's now a cart in Orlando. You can get Joey Fatone's. Just like you can go to Chris Kirkpatrick's Costco.
So it said it's a food truck. No. Jeffrey Martin.
That's what I just said.
You said a cart.
Oh, it's a food truck. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry.
A year ago, there's a story that said his Joey Fatone's hot dog empire is about to expand in a big way.
Into mobile eateries.
Do you think they were like, hey, Wahlburgers?
There was an episode of Wahlburgers this season where they were going to do a crossover between they were going to put a Fat Ones hot dog on the Wahlburgers menu.
No, doesn't sound right.
I'm just telling you.
Are you talking about one of those like Pizza Hut Taco Bell collabs?
Kind
of,
yes.
I love those.
Those are owned by the same company.
I love those. It's like, yeah, boy band junk food, we got you covered. Double down. We got your Wahlburgers and we got your Fat Ones.
So, Joey Fatone was the announcer for Family Feud. Not Price.
Still hanging on to that?
You coming
right back?
Well, here's the deal.
You said it.
Wait, he was like,
why are you bringing that back up?
And I'm Joey Fatone. He says it on the thing. So I'm like, that can't be. There's no way that he's a game show announcer. He is.
No, he's probably the second. I'd say he's the second most successful one of those guys.
I would agree
he's
with that.
He's kept his career like going strong.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm assuming the game show announcer check is not bad for
and
what you
Chris
do.
Chris Kirkpatrick locally owns the Wahlburgers here in Nashville.
Oh, they got a Wahlburgers here in Nashville?
We saw Chris Kirkpatrick in the Costco.
Yeah, exactly. Chris
Kirkpatrick. Sounds like their brands are in sync.
Yeah,
that's the only thing I think of.
Thank you, Tim.
Yeah.
I want them to get back together. Just one more tour, man.
I feel like we've done this. We've spoken about this before.
Have we?
I think so.
How do you guys feel about bread service?
The Void? You ever done The Void?
I'm doing The Void. I do have a question for
Tiffin's.
You. I do have a question for you. Do I need to go ahead and reserve a ticket?
My uncle.
Because I'm doing it this Sunday. I'm doing it Sunday night.
If you have a time, I'd reserve it if you know when you're going to go. But it's not.
I don't know exactly the time because I don't know how many.
Bippity Boppity Boutique,
huh?
No, Will's just trying to bring up the old classic. We're trying to play the hits.
The classics and the classics.
Do you know what I'm saying though? So I,
Black Diamond.
It's not one of those things where if I get in digital line, I can go later. Like if I showed up an hour after my time, could I still get in?
I don't think that they have to, but I've been late and they've just been like, all right, we'll get you in the next one. So I think it's probably informally. You may have to wait longer. Yeah. I would probably just wait. Because if you're going on such a low time of the year, it's not going to be full. And just buy, I've usually bought mine a couple hours before. I've bought mine up till 5 minutes before. When I met Terry to do it, I was buying it while we were driving there. Amanda was on the phone buying there.
And have you ever had
you were in the parking garage buying
it. Have you ever had
issue? Like, was it a long wait once you did do it?
I've never
last
waited.
Minute.
I've literally walked. They said, "All right, next," and they've gone in. Now I know people who've gone and waited,
right?
But that's during very busy times, and well, they are opening up the Wreck-It Ralph one, so they may be less.
There may be less, bays.
Less people going through right now because they're building out a new Wreck-It Ralph experience.
I want them to make a void that's like a horror void. Experience.
No.
Yeah.
They have it. It's in Vegas. No. It's opening up. Like the, I think it opened up this month.
Who would what scare
is it?
Me
what is scary?
It would.
I'm not even kidding, dude.
I want to do it.
What property
I
do too. Is it?
I don't know if I can make it through playing. Without pulling the goggles off.
I've been planning a Vegas trip, so we should go.
Let's do it.
I'm going to Vegas freely.
What if they also, in that environment, Will, what if they also were like, these people are going to pull their goggles off? So we're gonna have a real life something.
There's a person with us.
Yeah, yeah, like,
yeah, because there's someone in the room with you at all times during right. during the void, which is like makes you feel like I must look just like an idiot because you realize you're in there like
yeah, but they're
just some like
but they're also seeing that 200 times a day.
I know, they don't care. They're on their phone.
They love it.
But didn't they
stay away from the wall, please?
Please so slow down.
Stay
please.
Away from the wall.
Slow
don't
down.
No running.
Don't kick that.
Don't hit each other
doll.
With your gun, please.
That's a real person. I know it's the child, so it's shorter.
Sorry, you left your kid back there.
So they're doing a Wreck-It Ralph void type thing.
Is it
void? The void? Because so then did they not? Maybe I got my stories confused. I thought Disney officially announced that Stitch was going to become a Wreck-It Ralph attraction. Never official. Okay, just checking.
No. So, yeah. As you were. Wreck-It Ralph, hyper reality experience set in Disney's in the fall. I think they may have announced the date if they haven't. It's come, yes. Or no, it's coming at least before the new movie comes out, which comes out November 21st, my birthday. So y'all are going to be throwing me a party at the Wreck-It Ralph experience. Or at the...
You know, I want to do a void experience with all y'all so bad.
I don't want to come over
to
your house again.
Because I'm going to have to go by myself. Because my wife does not give a rip about now, doing the Star Wars void.
I did it the first time by myself and I cried. So you know what? I think it's okay. Because really, you don't have to like...
Cried happy tears. Happy
dude,
tears.
I cry. Yes. I cry so easily.
He
I'm
does.
Done.
He does.
I'm going to cry live.
Please, if you can't call us, I need like a video of you like, guys, it just got off. It was the best thing ever.
No, I hope we're not building it up to it. It's not that long. I do want you to, like, that's my only thing.
Yeah, you said like the start to finish is like 15 minutes.
Yeah, probably from when
you
get into
like... You got to know who to pay, man. We went on a void thing.
No, see, mine went longer.
It was crazy.
You got to know who to pay?
We did the virtual reality thing, and then at the end of it, they're like, all right, now come this way. It got real weird. I had to sign some stuff, so I can't talk about it, but it's pretty great.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, I've been on the void where it's been probably about 10 to 12 minutes, and I've been on the void where it's been 17, 19 minutes.
Really?
Because it's not time. It's based on
if you're
people
good
in
enough.
Front of you. No, it's also like people in front of you.
Oh,
so
that's
like
true.
If they haven't moved forward.
Oh, right.
Sometimes you're just sitting
you're
there
still
like,
and you'll hear shooting like stormtroopers.
The droid will like come in and be like, it's been delayed, guys. Hold tight.
That
happened when you and they're like, all right, we've had some malfunctions here.
Is that awesome when it does that?
Kinda, because you're like because then it gives you more time also to look around.
Yeah,
right.
But I kinda like when it's a little faster paced too, because you get more into it and less like, oh, I'm in a video game. Like you feel.
Can you go and touch the wall? Like in the like, are there props that you can touch and feel, and it's what you're seeing. I don't even know.
Not your house.
What?
This is a different thing.
Yeah, yeah.
What now?
Like the prop. Like I know that there's sets in there, but like you're seeing an object. Can you reach out and touch it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Most, not everything.
I'm going to cry and I'm going to pee all in one time.
I would say this. If it's in virtual reality and it looks like that's something I'd like to touch, try.
Cool.
Because there's a good chance. Because even
as long as it's not moving, like.
No.
I want you to reach out.
Be careful who you go into the void.
I want you to reach out and then you touch a person and then that person says, please don't touch the wall, sir.
No, I'd say like if there's even something.
I mean, the safe option is to not touch it.
Sir, I'm not a wall.
Like if there's a railing.
All I can think of is that scene from Plane, Trains, and Automobiles now.
Okay.
So like even like I've like rested my blaster on something. And
stop it. That's awesome.
Terry, how are you going to remember a scene from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, but you didn't remember the song from Dirty Dancing?
No, I remember the song from Dirty Dancing.
It's just,
I
not,
was just,
the most, it's
to
just
David
not the
Cook.
Most important time of your life. Which
I am confused.
I was referring to David Cook's
there's
song.
There's also Good Riddance.
I don't get it.
I listened. Hang on. I have a question for Terry, too. I listened back to the food and wine episode.
Okay.
Did you try anything other than desserts?
No. Well, also, I went somewhere okay, where so I got no. to try. No, I tried so a bunch of other things.
Oh.
Oh.
Wait a second. Wait, that was confusing.
Did you try anything
yes,
other
so
than
the
dessert?
Answer was yes.
No.
So you meant yes.
Underwhelming.
No, so you tried awful.
I tried other things.
No.
Like what?
I tried the short rib on the chips. I tried.
I don't remember you talking about that. It sounds
that
great,
was at the
though.
Place that had the piggy.
The piggy wings.
Instead of the piggy drink, instead of like the
yeah, yeah, he didn't have the drinking the juice of
yeah, because the college girl described it as a Long Island iced tea, which I had no interest in.
No, I don't want to do that either.
A Long Island iced tea
with a meat.
Pork, piece of pork in it.
Sounds like, cool.
All right.
But the short rib was fantastic.
Did you see them? Because right, there's a discrepancy. Did you see them with the actual, like the meat? Sitting
it's
in
like,
the
it's
drink,
like toothpicked
it's like,
in there,
and isn't the drink? It's kind of like in like a lemonade thing.
Yeah, it's like kind of like they just like eat little like
pour the brine.
Yeah,
over it.
No, it's like sits on like that's your fill your cup, and then
oh, it's in a little clear like yeah. you go to like a yeah. gas station.
Yeah,
we do just say the same stuff over and over again.
Right,
I'm gonna go and see it.
Brad said SeaWorld just killed VR, so enjoy the void while you can.
What?
That is true. There was VR on crack in the roller coaster, and they just took it out. I think because people.
Throwing up.
Yeah, you're on a roller coaster and you can't really get your bearings.
And then,
that'll make you get sick.
Someone asked why haven't they done it for Horror Nights? They actually did one for Horror Nights a couple years ago, and the quality just wasn't that awesome. The experience was amazing, except for that. But and you paid extra. The VR, the Void though, is the best experience in Walt Disney World property. So enjoy.
Ooh. Strong.
Yeah, especially now that Rafiki's Wonderland is going away.
You can't pet a goat anymore on Disney World property.
Now that Rafiki's Planet Watch is closed, I mean, now I can only meet Doc McStuffins in one place. Well, two places, actually, still.
Oh.
Jiminy Cricket did used to be out there.
I have one question I need answered from you guys.
I feel like you need to go, bid it farewell for us.
Do I go, my youngest daughter, I mean, obsessed with Moana, where do I go?
Nowhere.
There's no. I thought that she. I couldn't
is she
find
not
her.
At? Is she not in
South Pacific?
There is no Moana, I believe.
Is she not in Walt Disney's
the One Man's Dream thing?
One Man's Dream
Star Lord, and it's not that anymore either. Now it's back to you meet the monsters, ink people there, or you're going to be meeting them soon there. They've reopened the door to the monster world or something, because they're doing a Pixar like. Celebration or something.
How do they not have Moana?
Exactly, that's what I say
Moana.
Every time.
Terry, what was your favorite song?
Number one, it's a great movie.
Someone said that Moana's at the Halloween party.
Make way, make
you know
way.
What? Not gonna lie, might be getting my money with that. If I just take my one daughter.
You're waiting 3 hours.
Yeah. I don't know if that's... I mean, I feel like that could be
it's
worth
a good
it.
Thing there's an app on the phone that she
here's
can
the
play
thing.
With.
Would you rather spend $50 right now and I can book you a Moana to show up at your house and like have a party for you? And
you want a Moana?
Okay.
I can you're book right you about for
that.
30.
You're right about that.
No difference.
Let me... Yep, there is actually... there is a difference. You're talking about someone that'll be there for 2 hours with your kid for $50
seconds.
Or you pay $150 to stand in line to meet Moana for 1 minute.
Exactly the same. The line will at least be 2 hours. Went at 11:30. Oh, but this person said they went at 11:30 at night. It was only a 10-minute wait. Nice. So if you keep your daughter up real late.
Yeah. She just.
Better be the favorite
daughter. She will hate life. She is one and a half. She is one and a half. Fully devoted to bedtime. I mean, yeah, there's no way.
I just Googled to see if there was anything changed. And I got a lovely response from the moms panel that. The Moana is currently wayfinding across the ocean. So
wayfaring.
She's unavailable.
Okay.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, they've.
Why is it so hard for
well,
Disney?
They had Moana in Maui.
Moana.
And Maui, they thought that I think they said the costume because they were selling the costume for kids. That became like an issue where they pulled the costume, and I think something happened there where they're like, we're not going to do it.
Why don't they have? Something at the Polynesian.
No, right.
Agree.
The Ohana.
Yeah.
Which you would think
what are you talking about?
Moana is going to be at that restaurant.
Ohana about? Means family is from
Lilo
and Stitch. And they have Lilo and Stitch there.
Oh, that's right.
In the breakfast. Lilo
right.
Stitch.
I guess I was just assuming that would.
There's Lilo. God, it's great breakfast.
There's a good option of Moana being there.
And you don't have to get up from your table. And they have a photo pass photo with Stitch. It's actually a pretty darn good.
Who's Stitch?
I canceled that one to do. Like, again, we're repeating
I know,
episodes,
yes.
but
he
Backyard Barbecue.
He has a character dining every night.
What's barbecue?
What's wrong with that?
He's going all in.
They give me crap.
Well, we talked about this a lot, so let's let this be the finale.
I know, but I don't listen. I'm just kidding. I watch every week.
That's mean.
Let's give me the rundown. Let me hear these character dinings.
What do you mean you want to?
I want to hear your rundown.
Oh, you want to? Okay. So it. I know that I'm doing. I'm pulling it up right now. Hold tight.
You're doing Oscar House.
Oh yeah,
they don't have Oscar the Grouch.
That's an Epcot night one.
Oscar shoes. Wait, you're doing that for dinner?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, could be a mistake.
Tell him, Bart. Tell him.
What do you mean? What's wrong with
it? It's a great breakfast. I hope it's a good dinner. It's a great breakfast.
Well, you know what? There's Disney princesses.
It's about
there.
The princess time. They're gonna get good FaceTime. They come to your table. They get the girls to march around.
Heck, I can FaceTime on my phone.
Yep. Okay. I really enjoy Oscar shoes. I think it's a better deal, better value than the castle.
Agreed. Thing. Okay, doing lunch. Donald's a dining safari lunch at Tusker House.
Ooh, never done it. I would love to do that.
My favorite character dining on property.
Okay, Chef Mickey's.
Yeah,
can't breakfast.
Can't go wrong there.
Fairy tale dining lunch at Cinderella's Round Table, Royal Table.
No,
I've never done it.
I
think it's more, honestly my daughters will love it just because oh my gosh we're in like a castle.
I understand.
I will love it because I've never done it before.
I don't know why people give you so much hate. You're taking your two small daughters.
I'm excited.
I know.
And Mickey's Backyard Barbecue to round it out.
I would like to do that.
That's the one. Okay,
so
where?
I thought I heard it's going away too. Well,
yeah, it is.
Yeah, so I'm glad you're getting it in there.
So, no. Okay, so you approve of all these?
Of course I do.
Ding. Well, why? No, you grab the mic and be like, no.
I just wanted to hear.
Oh.
He wanted to run down.
I don't know that there's a bad. I mean, so I don't know. The one with Mary Poppins, the Grand Floridian, wouldn't do much for me.
I've been to that one.
But, those are all solid. I think that's a solid plan. It frustrates me that they make you prepay for the castle one. I don't know why. I just
and Backyard Barbecue.
Oh, do they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one.
Sure I think the ones that are two credits.
Is that what it is?
They just make you go ahead and pay. So, yeah.
But I really enjoyed Akershus, and my daughter loved it. So, I don't think you can go wrong there. I just wonder about, I don't know, what do they serve? Do you have do they tell you what's on the menu for dinner?
Basically IKEA.
Well, Swedish meatballs. Like, I know, I'm sure they have, like, the cold cut buffet and the pickle herring and all that, right? But I don't know, what do they bring to the table?
Smoked salmon. And,
they have bread service?
Yeah,
no bread service.
Yeah.
For breakfast, you get there, and they got a whole buffet of, like, of cold cuts, cheeses, smoked fish, Danishes, pastries, fruits, and then they bring you platters with eggs, sausage, bacon, and this cheesy hash brown casserole that's better than Cracker Barrels.
No,
it's worth the
admission. Blasphemy.
I'm telling you, I like Cracker Barrels. The one they had at Akershus is amazing.
He's from Illinois, though.
You know what?
That is true.
Southern Illinois. Not really. But
you're from old Metropolis?
Yeah.
Metropolitan.
Metropolitan. I spent some time in Metropolis. It doesn't feel like Illinois.
No.
I liked it.
It's scary.
All right, I'll give you a rundown on.
It's not scary.
It's frightening.
They're probably listeners in Metropolis.
I'll give you the rundown
on
Akershus.
Love your town.
Dinner.
Fun place to go get scared.
I'm scared.
So this does mean in 2 weeks we get a Grease trip report.
Yeah.
A what?
A Grease trip report.
Got it.
Yeah. And I'll basically just tell you how the dining was.
Yeah, I wish next week would be next week.
Is the Food and Wine still going on?
Yes, for the next 8 months.
You have to drink the pork drink.
Yes.
You
yes.
Have to.
Yes. You will
you
do
to.
It.
We gave Terry crap for not doing
it's
it,
a
so
Long
you have
Island.
To.
Join the Brine Boy Club.
I've already said, I'm doing the milkshake.
It's like a
no
brine
grease.
Wine.
I'm going twice.
No.
It's
no,
brine
no.
Wine.
Just get,
it's a
I'll
fine
pay
brine.
For it. Aging like a brine
I don't
wine.
Want, no. Take a sip. You're buying it and taking a sip.
Please, can we be done?
No, I mean, what's the yes
kidding,
with the
I'm
whole
kidding,
thing?
I'm
wrap
kidding.
It up because no one will do anything fun in
here.
I'll
do it.
I'll
you know
get some normal.
I'll do it. I'll take a big old
Coke.
I'm gonna text my dad and he'll do it. He's not afraid.
I'm going to bite a chunk of the pig thing on a toothpick, and then I'm gonna chug a Long Island.
You gotta mix the meat in there.
It's actually the description doesn't really sound like a Long Island.
I'll mix it in your tummy anyway,
I don't care.
Or whatever it is. I don't know. I'm just going to do it.
Okay, do it. I applaud your bravery for having something that they serve to humans. Like, it's not like
dude,
it's like,
you can,
go eat that dog food.
Just don't overthink it. Just do
there's
it.
There's that spam stuff I'm not doing. I
don't
care
don't
who
eat,
you are.
Yeah, don't eat that.
Have you guys ever heard of Sir Stramen? Nobody's ever heard of that? I'll show you guys a video when we're
Strami?
Done. If we ever
Strami?
Have to. If we ever
pastrami?
If we ever do anything where someone has to just eat something disgusting, or drink something disgusting.
Like very 90s radio?
I'll do it.
We have an intern.
Yeah.
Very he was 90s morning radio, so.
I was morning radio.
Drink something disgusting.
I've heard of this. Yeah.
It's intense, but I've tried it before.
It's like stinky tofu.
It's awful.
Okay, I've heard that's awful,
that's
too.
That's the end of the show today. For WDW Today, I'm Logan Seculo. Hey, by the way, Bart Scott, you got a new book. Plug your book.
I have a new book exclusively on Amazon Kindle called Marrow. It is a horror story. It's it's adult theme. It's a huge departure. If you've read Ears of Steel or The Cats of the Castle, this is not anything like those. So just fair warning. You can just go to earsteel.com. I've got a link to the Amazon page there. And I appreciate it.
It's actually an autobiography about me.
He wants to sell
it. If you like horror, go check it out. But fair warning, it's definitely not for you kids. And maybe not for you. No,
I'll be the first to say that.
Well, heck, I can't wait till they do Marrow the Void.
What about Marrow Bread Service? Marrow Motos.
Well, we used to have that at California Grill.
Yeah, we had the Marrow California Grill. That's going to do it for this week on WDW
I'm Logan
Today.
Secular.
I'm Will Haynes. I'm
Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I'm the Grease.
And that was Bart Scott, and we'll see you on the next show.